And we think it's for all of these reasons that they take more risks with things like alcohol and drug use. Crash dieting, cosmetic surgery, unprotected earlier sex, and self-harm. The pursuit of the perfect body is putting pressure on our healthcare systems and costing our governments billions of dollars every year. And we don't grow out of it. Women who think they're overweight, again, regardless of whether they are or are not, have higher rates of absenteeism. 17% of women would not show up to a job interview on a day where they weren't feeling confident about the way that they look. Have a think about what this is doing to our economy. If we could overcome this, what that opportunity looks like. Unlocking this potential is in the interest of every single one of us. But how do we do that? Well, talking on its own only gets you so far. It's not enough by itself. If you actually want to make a difference, you have to do something. And we've learned there are three key ways. The first is we have to educate for body confidence. We have to help our teenagers develop strategies to overcome image-related pressures and build their self-esteem. Now, the good news is that there are many programs out there available to do this. The bad news is that most of them don't work. I was shocked to learn many well-meaning programs are inadvertently actually making the situation worse.